My name's Paul Murphy, and over the last two decades, one thing has constantly intrigued me. How do we get a consistent flow of targeted traffic to generate incredible profits and at the same time set up processes and systems that remove all the stresses and headaches that come with online marketing? Together, we will discover the unknown strategies that exist right now on how to set up powerful marketing systems that allow us to turn our businesses around fast and give us the power to not live life on someone else's terms that we never signed up for in the first place, but have the lives we always dreamed of. Traffic's the question, and this podcast will give you the solutions. Now, on with today's episode. Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going? So I wanted to talk today about customer service. And we talk a lot about sales, we talk a lot about making money, but the truth is, right, a lot of the things that I do come from working in sales, but also come from a customer service background. And I don't talk a lot about that, and I think it's vitally important. Like, one of the things I do on a weekly basis is do a free call, and I do free training, and I do this for all levels of people, and I train on my best stuff. I actually go deep and train on my best stuff. And if you want to join that, by the way, it's just go to helpmegetleads.com and you can join my weekly, 3 out of 4 weeks every month training. And I, you know, I literally go, I don't hold back. I don't make everything behind a paywall. And you know, I started doing this years ago, and a lot of people have started doing it now. But when I started doing this in this industry, like, there was no one doing it. And I wanted to stand out, but I also, you know, I was doing this because of customer service and the things that I've learned over the years about customer service. And if you think about it, like, whatever you do in life, wherever you go, you want to make friends, right? You want to get on with your family. You want to have connections. And that's all customer service is. It's just treating people like people, right? I want to give you a couple of examples of things that I've learned. And again, the reason I wanted to share this is because I don't really know anybody that teaches this. It's kind of stuff I figured out myself. But when I was working in the insurance company, we used to do a lot of stuff on the phone. Now, nowadays, we don't really do stuff on the phone, right? It's not a lot of phone work goes on. In fact, I don't even give out my phone number to anybody. My phone number is pretty much blocked. And if anyone rings it and I don't know the number, it doesn't get answered, right? So we kind of live in a very different world. But having said that, you know, when I was doing phone work, I was doing home and motor insurance quotes for most of my young life as an adult, young adult life. And then the last couple of years, I was working in management. But in both of those jobs, I was dealing with customers, right? As a manager, you'd get put through to the manager. And usually if there's a complaint, but when you're on the phone and people are phoning up for home and motor insurance, you deal with a lot of complaints on a daily basis, because the first objection that people have there is that they don't want to do it, right? And that's why it all went online. So, you know, people would phone up, they get free quotes and they go with the one in the middle. You know, that's kind of the thing. But that would be once a year you'd have to do that for home and motor insurance, and you have to do it. You can't get out of it. Everyone has to do it. Everyone, you know, has a home, everyone has a car, right? So they hated it, right? They hated it. And you'd have to do it twice a year, because you have to do it once for your car, once for your buildings and contents insurance. So this was the thing that was going on for years. And daily you'd get complaints. You'd get people phoning up and saying, you know, the quote was wrong, or it's too much money, or whatever. You know, like, I can't even remember most of the things, but and quite often, right, people, I could hear people getting really irate with, you know, people on the phone. And then they'd put the phone on to me, and the first thing I'd do is I'd let them talk, right? I would let them say what they want to say. And you just shut up. You just shut up and let them say what they need to say, because sometimes they just want to let off steam, right? And if you think about it as well, like, if you're in, what we tend to do now is, like, because we all have an opinion on everything and we see everything online, with our friends and family, if someone's got an opinion, we're instantly trying to offer a solution. But sometimes they don't want a solution. Sometimes they just want to let off steam, right? So a good little trick there is, if you've got a friend or family member who wants to let off steam, you could say to them, I hear you, right? I hear you. Are you looking for a solution, or are you just letting off steam? Ask them. They'll tell you, right? but we don't do that, right? But, you know, in this instance, you know, someone would phone up and they'd be like, let off steam. That's the first thing. The next thing I would do, no matter what happened and who was at fault, I would apologise. It's the biggest diffuser in the world, and people love to hear an apology. Now, you don't have to admit liability, right? And this is the way I would do this, because at this stage, I don't know if we're at fault, but I know that that person just needs an apology straight away. There's nothing else I can do at this stage. I've just heard what they need to say. So I would say, I'm really sorry that this has happened. Okay? You haven't admitted any liability, or haven't said anything else. And that person, 9 times out of 10, in fact, 99 times out of 100, will immediately calm down. Because one, they've been heard. Two, they've had an apology. Nobody else has given that. Everyone else has argued with them and said, you're at fault for this, that, and the other. This is what you did. And, you know, and then I've apologized, right? So straight away, that has de-escalated the whole situation. Now we can actually find out what the problem is. That person's now calm. We can get to the bottom of it and we can find a solution that works for both, right? And you see how powerful that is. And customer service is just about being a human. That's all it is, really, right? If you think about it, like, do you want to sleep at night? And the reason why a lot of people in our industry are miserable, they're miserable, right, is because we sometimes forget some of our human elements to go and make money, right? And we don't realise the impact it has on us because we're still human beings. And the fact is that you want to be the same person. You want to aim to be the same person. You want to treat your employees, you want to treat your customers, and you want to treat your family and friends the way you would expect to treat yourself, right? And you would, you know, you want to basically put that out into the universe. And I had this thought a few years ago, and I thought this was quite an interesting thought. Now, I don't know if this is true. I don't know what your religion is or anything like that. But we do know that the whole universe is made up of the same atoms. And the atoms can coexist in more than one place at once. And this is quite a good philosophy, right? Like, it's kind of, have you read the book The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho? If you haven't, it's a really short book, but it really kind of teaches you a little bit about yourself and about life, right? I won't go into it because it's really cool. But this, I thought this was quite an interesting concept, right? And if you imagine that. And we also don't know that time is linear, right? So if we imagine that time is circular and it goes round and round and round and we're doing this over and over and over again, the whole thing, right? The whole universe goes over and over again. But because atoms coexist in more than one place at once, what if we get to be everyone and everything on this planet, right? Every time it goes round with someone else, every time it goes round with someone else. So if you do somebody wrong, if you treat somebody badly, you're actually treating yourself badly in another timeline. Right. Now, again, I'm not saying this is true, and whatever your religion, I'm fine. You know, obviously, I respect everyone's religions. But I just thought that was a really good way of looking at the universe, because the fact is that if you do treat everyone and everything the way that as though it was yourself, and it may well be, if my little theory is true, that then you're going to do this. You know, you're going to treat your family and friends the same, but you will treat your customers the same. You will treat everyone that you see with respect, and it kind of helps you to kind of align with, like, well, hang on a minute, you know, this is the thing that helps you sleep at night. This is the thing that makes you not have imposter syndrome, right? Treating people the way you would like to be treated. And I know it's a simple concept and we all hear it and it's kind of, we all know, but I just wanted to kind of give you that as a side note to marketing, because it is kind of marketing, but it's also kind of just how to be a better human and things like that. And, you know, life's a progress. I'm not perfect, but I strive to think like that on a daily basis and treat people the way they do and the way I want to be treated. And also I like to kind of, you know, get a few things up my sleeve, because if you do get, you know, if you do make a mistake or something goes wrong, or even if it's not your fault, there are ways you can obviously handle that. And hopefully what I've, you know, given you in this episode will help a little bit. So, yeah, that was just something that I thought would be a good thing to share with you. Have an awesome day, whatever you're doing, and I'll catch you on another ad hoc episode in the future. If you are tired of paying for ads that do not deliver and you need to reach a super targeted audience, driving them direct to your products and services with free, targeted, evergreen traffic on Google and YouTube, then our Gold membership is designed specifically to help you get results fast by claiming your first free Google ads. Now, the great thing is that your first 2 weeks are completely free. To get started, head over to iservefirst.com. That's iservefirst.com. Links in the show notes. And you'll be able to start driving 100% free targeted traffic to your business today.